Hallelujah. Very familiar reading this evening for Bible readers. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter number 12, begin reading in verse number 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'll preach tonight, the Lord helping us, on a contribution or a commitment. Praise the Lord. Praying about coming over here and asking the Lord His will. And Jennifer, she's on me. You better let Brother Jason know if we're coming or not. He's going to give up on you. You better tell him.
Yeah.
And I just praying, you know, asking God's will. And finally, she was at work that day. And Brother Earl, I went ahead and sent him a text and said, I know it's a little bit of short notice, but if you still want me to come, I feel like I ought to come. Praise God. And when I got done with that, I said this to myself, you're committed now.
Yeah.
You're committed.
Yeah.
And when I said that, Brother Tommy, I felt like the Lord, you know, God's got a way of speaking to us, Brother Daniel. Right. And I felt like the Lord said, that's what I want you to preach.
All right.
Yeah.
Amen. And I go off to preach places, and a lot of times I've worked and prayed and got, you know, several thoughts. But I've only had it happen a couple, two or three times. But I did when I came to preach here tonight. I felt like the Lord directed me to preach this particular sermon on this particular night. Whatever reason, I don't know. I still don't know. Maybe we'll know when we're done. Maybe we won't. Amen. But I felt like the Lord began to deal with me about people's commitment to God.
Come on.
Amen. A little bit about commitment. It's the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or an activity. It's an engagement or an obligation, amen, that restricts freedom of action. It's a promise, amen, an agreement to do something.
That's it, Lord.
You know, commitment grows when we work together.
Yeah.
Between you and your spouse, or amen, or between you and your employer, or between you and God.
Yeah, right.
Amen. You've got to make a commitment. Make decisions together. Work through conflicts. Yeah. Overcome obstacles. Amen. Holding each other to high principles.
Yeah.
Amen. You must believe in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
You've got to take massive action every day to see that you're successful in what you're trying to do.
Hey.
Right.
You've got to be adaptable. You've got to always be willing to learn.
Yeah.
You've always got to be willing to, amen, fit the mold that doesn't fit you at the time.
Yeah.
Commitment. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hebrews 6:10-12 said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show some diligence to be to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Amen.
Yeah.
God is mindful of what we're doing.
Yeah.
He sees our dedication to Him.
Yeah.
He sees if you've given it heart or not.
Yeah.
Amen. Is your heart in it?
Is your heart in it?
If your heart is not in it, you're not committed.
Come on.
Amen. Are you 100%? Amen. About 10%.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I read this little thing the other day. Just a little analogy that barnyard animals were talking one day about Farmer Brown. And the old chicken said, "You know, I know Farmer Brown has sure been good to us. I think we ought to do something good to honor him." And the little chicken said, "I know what we'll do. We're going to fix him breakfast." And she said, "I will have eggs and bacon." Amen. And the old hog spoke up and said, "That's easy for you to say. All you've got to do is make a contribution. I've got to make a commitment." Amen. Amen. It's going to cost you hardly anything, but it's going to cost me my very life. Amen. And I'm afraid that some of our church people have brought a contribution, but they have no commitment. Amen. Or when you married your wife, you said to death do us part. Amen. You made a commitment. But nowadays, Brother Jason, it's not so quite like it should be sometimes. My cousin, when he got married, I wasn't there. But Brother Earl, they had no vows in the wedding. No vows. I said, "I don't know if they married or not." Praise the Lord, Brother Daniel. But they went and had a ceremony. Amen. I'm afraid they just made a contribution. Amen. I'm afraid they was not really interested in being committed. They don't like that part. Take death do us part. Amen. If you get mad, I'm walking out. I ain't lost anything. Praise God. Amen. The preacher makes you mad if you're not committed. If you're just putting an egg in the plate, amen, you'll probably leave and not cause you too much disturbance. Amen. But if you're committed, you're going to stick it out. You're going to pray it through. You're going to seek God until you get what you need in your heart. Not just a contribution. This is a commitment. Amen. I was telling Brother Daniel before church a little bit of that soul. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if you'd write my name. He said the world will hate you if I write your name. What did you say? I said, "Lord, that'll be alright. Just go ahead and put my name in the book of life." I promised him. I made a commitment. I said to death, do us part.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A little shocked here some time ago when I was speaking to a sinner man. And Brother Earl, we had talked about church and preaching. And this sinner boy said, "I wouldn't give you that much for a preacher that make me mad every now and then."
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Oh, glory.
Didn't make me a little upset. Kind of shocked me just a little bit. Amen. Because I'm thinking about over there at the church house, not just one particular one, but several of them. I thought, "Lord, have mercy. If they just, amen, glory to God, rub their hair the wrong way, they're going to pack up and go out."
Yeah, yeah. Glory to God. You're going to come this way for the valley.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I just want to take my time, preach. It's all right.
Come on, come on.
Heard me preach for him, just a country preacher. Amen. When I went up in the rich lands, Brother Daniel, and I saw a little brown-eyed girl, amen, and my heart done flip-flops, amen, I said, "That is the girl I've been looking for all my life. That's the one I'd like to marry right there." Amen. I've been praying about finding a wife, and if you ever plan on getting married, you better do that right there and pray about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen, young people. Praise the Lord. Pray about that. Make sure that you know and then double check it. Make sure you know it again. Hallelujah. Life ain't a 500-yard dash. Life's a marathon race. You better be prepared for it. And so I've been praying. I was coming across the road from Bond, Kentucky, being in church one night, and I was praying and seeking God, and the Holy Ghost came upon me. And the Lord spoke to me, Brother Daniel, and said, you'll meet your wife not many days from now. I got in the truck, my brother's here, he could witness what I'm going to say. We started over the hill from the house there, amen, and I said, Josh, the Lord spoke to me and said, I meet my wife not many days from now. He just kind of giggled, you know, laughed at me, kind of gouged at me a little bit. I said, Josh, I'm serious. I heard the Lord speak and say, you'll meet your wife not many days from now. Went to Richland, probably a couple weeks or maybe a month at the most. Amen. Saw Jennifer there, started talking to her, and ended up getting married. Amen. Oh, yes. You know what I did? I made a commitment to her. I said, I'm yours. You're mine. Amen. And she felt the same way. Amen. This ain't just for 6 months. I want to marry you for life. I'm in love with you. I want you to be mine. Until we both, amen, leave here. Hallelujah. Made a commitment. Hallelujah. Have you ever had an argument?
Oh, where's Sister Michelle over there? Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Brother Daniel, you don't know nothing about that. Just thought of just screaming, oh, Lord, mercy. Never had an argument in your life.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
Praise God. Hallelujah. One woman said she didn't, but brother, I heard her argue so many times with her husband, and she didn't call it arguing. Hallelujah. Been a few times my wife just didn't agree with me. I saw it.
Yes.
Come on.
Just miss, you always agree, Brother Earl, don't you? Oh, my.
Sure, Brother Earl says. Hallelujah. Now let's turn that table around. You agree with everything she said. Amen. I understand. Amen. We're all human beings, ain't we?
Yeah.
Sometimes we have differences of opinion. It's kind of give and take in marriage, brother. Amen. Sometimes you got to say, okay. Amen. Sometimes you say, no. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, but I tell you what. When we had a disagreement, when we had a little something, Sister Mary, that didn't quite, we couldn't see eye to eye on. Amen. I didn't go in there and jerk the door out and get my clothes, start putting them in the suitcase. I didn't get in the closet and get my clothes out, cram them in the suitcase, turn them out to the car and say, I'm done, I'm out of here. Amen. No, amen. I said, I'm in this thing until the end. Glory to God, that's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It was just a contribution, it wasn't amount to much. But it was a commitment.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Yes. You got to love it to be committed to it.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. You got to be in love with your wife to stay with her.
Yes.
She's got to be in love with you to stay with you.
Yes. Right. I know you don't like it, but it's the truth. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, just look at us, Brother Jason. Hallelujah. Yes. Man, I'll tell you what, they had to love us to stay with us. I'll tell you the truth. Amen. Committed.
Committed,
amen. I said, I want to stay. I'm like that old boy. Amen. His wife said, I'm leaving. I'm packing my duds and going in. She goes in and starts packing her suitcase. She looks around and he's packing his. And she said, what do you take your day? He said, I'm going wherever you are. Praise God. You ain't getting away that easy. Hallelujah. I'm in love. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When you get a hold of this just right, when you fall in love with God, like me too. You may not always see what the preacher's saying. You may not always agree with what the Bible's trying to tell you. But you have got to line up to
this, that can make it to heaven. If you plan on going to God's heaven, you'll have to say, not my will, but thy will be done. I'll do whatever you say. I'll go wherever I need to. Whatever it takes, God, that's what I am willing to do.
Praise the Lord. You'll pray like the Lord did in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes.
When he said, not my will, but thy will be done. That'll be your prayer. Why does the Bible say what it says?
Yes. Yes.
Mercy, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Daniel, I don't know why God said it like he did. But I tell you what, I trust it.
Right.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I stand on it.
Yeah.
I live it. Amen.
Oh.
Oh, preacher, don't tell me what to do. Oh, you're just trying to make a contribution. People, some people think if they just go to church, that's good enough.
You're right. Come on, brother preacher.
They think if they pay their tithes, you're entitled to give them something.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's right. Some people think they give greenbacks in your offering pan. Glory to God, you own something. Hallelujah. They're just trying to make a contribution. They're like that chicken giving that egg. It didn't cost them too much. And if it don't cost them too much, and they don't have to take any steps, they're willing to do that. But when it comes down to sacrificing their very life for the cause of Christ, they're out. Amen. Are you willing to commit? You just made a contribution to the church. People that just contribute to the church, that they don't want to become a member.
Yeah, well.
Come on, you know, we never to keep books. I don't know if y'all do or not. Amen. But per se, they don't want to put their name on the book.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if I did that, Brother Jason would expect me to be to church when the doors are open. I just want to be a contributor to the church. I don't want to be wholeheartedly in the church. Ain't a lot of people like that, brother. Amen. As long as Brother Jason preaches exactly how you see it, as long as it lines up with the way you think it ought to be, you contribute. But if it ever crosses your path, if it ever ruffles your feathers, if it ever makes you mad, if you're just a contributor, you'll walk out them doors. But if you're committed over to God and the work of God, you'll cast it all in. You'll put your life on the line. You'll pray until God moves.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're to give God our very soul, our very existence. Amen. The old man must die. Amen. Sin tried to hold on to that which it does not own. Amen. We must live our Christian lives as a sacrifice. We must choose to be a sacrifice. Amen. Live a life that pleases God, to do things God's way, to obey what the Bible says. Amen. It'll rescue you. It'll save you. It'll deliver you. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Are you in it for the long haul?
Come on.
Any of y'all in here tonight's in it for the long haul? Praise God. Walk the road gets rough. Walk the heels get high. Amen. Walk you have to go barefoot.
Come on.
Are you still willing to go? Are you still willing to pray? What the preacher makes you mad.
Boy, that's always one I like to get around here.
Praise God. I made some of them mad a few times.
Glory to God. It must be the first day.
Praise the Lord. I'm about like that old boy, but Daniel won't give you that much for a preacher. It would make me mad every now and then.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. I might make you mad quite quick. Amen. You ain't committed to me.
Right.
Oh, you know that old brother Chase.
Satan. You know, he's a pretty good guy until, amen, he starts preaching on me. I just ain't liking that too good. Amen, you're just a contributor. You just want to put your little offering in. You just want somebody to pat you on the back. Amen, no hawk's head. That's easy for you to say. It ain't too easy for me. I've got to die. I tell you what you got to do. You got to take up your cross. You got to die daily. You got to fall after God. You got to fall under this book. And if you don't do it, you ain't going to make it.
Come on.
You've got to die.
Yes, sir.
It'll never bring any fruit if the seed don't die in the ground.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
All gave something, but some gave all.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't get a purple heart.
Right.
Amen. All those soldiers didn't come back and get a purple heart, brother. No, sir. Those that got that purple heart went above and beyond the call of duty. They said it's worth dying for. It's worth taking risks for. It's worth going after. I see the value of it. I'm not afraid to do it, Kevin.
Amen.
And I don't feel like going to church and I don't. You're a contributor. Praise the Lord. And I'm a toe and a hurting. And I just didn't pray today. You're just a contributor.
Amen.
What makes a man with a toothache go back into his study and pray for a sermon and say, God, help me to preach and help my people tonight. Suffering in his body. Amen. That's a man committed to trying to help the church. If I live or if I die, I am the Lord's. Everything I am, everything I hope to be, it's all in him. I give it to you, God.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Therefore, if any man be a Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes.
Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're not in the world's mold.
No.
Amen. We have a different master.
Yes.
We no longer serve sin and self. We serve a Savior.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. I don't get off on another side note, but the world is trying to shape your thinking.
You're
right, brother.
Amen. The world as a whole, Hollywood and Dollywood and whatever kind of else would, CNN, what's some of them other news channel, praise God. Anybody know them? Praise the Lord. You know what they're doing? They try to mold the thinking of our people. They try to mold the thinking of the next generation to be more wicked.
You're right.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
They want you to think that homosexuality is a normal lifestyle.
Right. Come on, bro.
I don't know. I don't own a television.
Yeah, right.
But the people that do tell me that they make movies now and they deliberately put queers, we call them queers, amen, on the show. They put women with women on the show, and little children from this size growing up watch that stuff every day. Amen. I'm molding their thinking. And when they get older and they see two women walking down the street or two men kissing and holding hands, it becomes a normal life for them. Hey, you better listen to me. It's not right. It's never been right. It'll never be right. It's against God. It's against the Bible. You better have a mind of Christ. You better have a pure mind that's holy and undefiled and unspotted from this ungodly world.
Yes, Lord.
Committed. I'm committed to this. I'm not committed to them.
Come on.
I pray that I have enough faith that I'll be like that old man Brother Elden Moore told about. Preached on the street. Glory preached They would come down and arrest him. Amen. Put him out in jail. Amen. He'd get in jail, start preaching in jail.
Yeah.
They let him back out. He stopped preaching on the street. They come arrest him, put him out in jail. He preach in jail. Amen. Finally, that judge got tired of looking at him coming in there, Brother Earl. He said, son, I'm tired of seeing you in here. I'm just going to give you a license. I go out and preach on the street. Preach all you want. And that old man said, what's going to happen to my jail ministry? Hallelujah. He was sold out. Lock, stock, and barrel. I've given it all. I've committed to the gospel. If you arrest me, I'll preach. If you turn me loose, I'm going to preach. I've committed to the cost. Are you committed to mine? Have you given God everything? Or have you held back?
Glory.
Lord, to preach here tonight. Amen. God can change our thinking by the power of the Holy Ghost from within.
Jesus.
It's a true transformation. Amen. Some try to have a moral reformation. They try to clean up the outside.
Right.
Amen. But they're not too interested on the inside.
Right. Right.
Amen. They really don't want to change their hearts. And I'm just satisfied making a contribution.
Yeah.
If I was to commit, there's some things I know I have to straighten up.
Yeah.
If I really sold out to God, there's a few little things I have to do, Brother Earl. I talked to that backslid preacher some days ago, and before I walked out there, I said, listen here, I'm a praying for you. He kind of sneered, just a little shook his head. He shouted out some things. I know. I said, I know you know. I'm just reminding you. Amen. There's a few things I have to do. He knows what's right. He knows what the Bible says. He knows what he's got to do. Brother Tommy, to make it right. And that's what's holding back. If you're just a contribution, if I could go like I am, come as you are, but you know, stay as you are.
Hey.
I want him to come.
Yes.
Pink hair, purple hair, blue hair, whatever.
Yeah.
Nose rings, lip rings, tongue rings.
Yeah.
I want them to come.
Yes, God.
I want to see them saved.
Yeah.
But if they ever commit to God,
come on.
They'll change.
Yeah.
I said they will change.
Yeah.
If they love the Bible, if they love God, if they really want to go to heaven, there will not be a problem to live holy.
Come on. Preaching good.
You ever had a thought, Brother Jason, what if God walked off?
If he walks off.
My Lord.
Your
Lord.
Won't that sink in just a minute? Let me slow down just a minute. You ever had a thought? What if God turned his back and walked off?
My Lord.
My.
Oh God.
What did that do to you? Does that somehow just shake you right there inside? I can't imagine if God turned his back on me. Praise God. But many times we turn our backs on God. That's right. People turn their back on God. Amen, God. You ask too much. You require too much. I tell you what, you tell him that. When you're laying down trying to get your breath, and you're about to pass out of this world into the next, you tell God that then. Hey, I tell you what you do. You give everything you have. You sacrifice everything you got to have God's help. That's what you do. I believe I'm doing
now.
God wants
Not just part of you. Not just the days that you want to contribute. Not just on Easter and Mother's Day. Different little holidays. Well, I'll give God that one. What about the rest of them? What about your very soul? Amen. Well, I hope they ain't counting on me to have anything. We're not. I hope they don't count on me to testify. We're not. I hope they don't call me to pray. I'm just too tired. We're not. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help my time, brother. Whew. Brother Tommy, I hope they ain't expecting too much of us. You know, we would have to, if we gonna have revival, we're gonna have to pray. Not just when we go to bed at night and say, now lay me down to sleep. That little song, that little prayer we used to do was more. We're gonna go past that.
Yes.
Well, just count me out. I ain't going. Praise God. I'll just call you and say, hey, help him, Lord. Praise God. You just contributed.
Come on.
Come on. That man right there can't do that. I said, that man can't do that. You all come in this little church, whether you're a contributor or a committed person. He's got to pray. He got to seek God. He got to have a message. Well, if I ain't here, there ain't nobody going to miss me. Hey, you better count that over. You miscount it. Oh, help me, Lord, I preach tonight. Hey, glory. Give it all. Give it all.
Amen. Lord.
I need to hurry. You know that word repentance means to change the way you think.
Yep.
Amen. Change the way you think. My life is not mine. It belongs to the Lord.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. I want to do what he says. I want to go where he says go. Amen. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Hey, when you're lost and going to hell, he pulled you off the road of destruction. Hey, I'll get it. Hey, put my name down. And he's got the name in the book. You know why it's in the book? When God, you said whatever. You didn't come up here and make an agreement with God. Some people are trying to make a contract.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Under these conditions, I'll do this and this and this. But now if it ever changes, the contract's broke. I'm done.
Huh?
I'm just contributing to this thing. And if it don't not mark up to my specific the specifics, I'm done. I quit. I'm walking out. That's the end of the thing. Just written the contract.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. But brother, when I came to God, I said, ever how you want to fix it.
Yeah.
If you, whatever you want to do, they're going to hate you. They're not going to like you. They're going to disagree with you. I said, write me down. Put my name down. Hey, you sure you want to do that? Put it down. Put my name in it. Put my name in the Lamb for the life. I'm committed. I don't preach too long. Amen. Glory to God. Just remember, I've been trying to cut around here. Hallelujah. Not many are totally committed to God. Not many have completely sold out. Amen. With all their hearts. Amen. Paul said he was able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day.
Right.
He'll keep his side.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes.
I said he'll keep his side.
Amen.
He'll hold up his end of the bargain.
Right.
He that is faithful, who had promised. Hallelujah. And in turn, he entrusted us with some things that we are to guard and preserve. We must be vigilant. We must be watchful. Amen. We must be like a sentry on the outside of the prison house, but like a shepherd over his flock, like a guard over his treasure. Amen. Don't let the enemy steal what you got. Commit yourself. Guard your heart. Guard your life. Guard your soul. Amen. Guard it. Fight for it. Be violent after it.
Right.
Come on.
You're just a contributor here.
Amen.
Are you committed?
Come on, come on. Yes, God.
I feel like the Lord spoke to me and said, preach at the first night. Amen. I read this whole thing the other day. It said the enemy wouldn't be attacking you if something very valuable wasn't inside of you.
Right.
Thieves don't break into empty houses.
Oh.
I said thieves don't break in to empty houses. Oh. What's the devil fighting me for, preacher? You got something he wants to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hey, you better guard that. You better commit to God your very existence.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! Oh, feel the Holy Ghost coming to take you. Amen. You got purpose. Hallelujah. 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 Have you reached that place in God where there's no turning back? Amen. Or do you ever now and then the lust of your eyes and the pride of life kind of draw you?
Come on.
The lust of your flesh and the lust of your eyes and the pride of your life is a pull in the chair. And the devil whispers, if you just give me a little bit, you can have this. That's what he did to the Lord when he had fasted. Amen. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you these if you fall down and worship me. Amen. Oh, but he was committed. Yes, he was. He was committed to that cross. He was committed to give his life. Hey, glory to God. Amen. You got to commit your soul, your life. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You want to die out? Would you like to be part of the kingdom of God? Would you like to say, Lord, send me? Oh, I feel the Lord of preachers.
Holy.
If ever I did.
Holy.
Amen. Oh, preacher, I realize that you've been preaching. I'm just a contributor to the church. I haven't completely sold out. I haven't completely gave my life. I ain't been bearing fruit like I ought to. Amen.
Come on.
But I'm a going to.
Come on.
Come on, brother.
I'm fixing to make a mad dash toward that altar. I'm making a mad dash toward heaven. I ain't a looking back. I ain't a turning back. I'm going all the way.
Come on.
Amen. Have you ever heard a little song? I have decided to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Another reading the other day where that little song originated from in India. It's based on the last words of a man in Garo. Hope I'm saying it right. A sound. There's a great revival in Wales about 150 years ago, and as a result, many missionaries came and became preachers to the Northeast India and spread the gospel. The region known as Assam, A-S-S-A-M. Amen. It was comprised of hundreds of tribes who were primitive and aggressive headhunters, cannibals, eat humans. Amen. And so they wasn't welcomed. These missionaries were not welcome to come. But in this one missionary's preaching and his spreading of the gospel, there was this one man that got saved, Brother Jason. Him, his wife, and his two children got saved. And as a result of them committing their life to God, several people started getting saved. Several started giving their heart to the Lord. And as a result of that, the old village chief heard about it. And he got very angry. And he called this man and his family before him. And he demanded that they renounce their faith in the public or face execution. Moved on by the Spirit of God, this man said this. He said, I have decided to follow Jesus. He commanded the archers. He said, kill his children. They pulled back and shot those two little boys. And they fell down dead, twitching on the ground. He said, now, will you deny your faith? Will you, your children, you've lost them, and you're getting ready to lose your wife. Will you renounce your faith now? And this man said this. He replied and said, though none go with me, still I will follow. Yeah. Amen. He said, kill his wife. And they pulled back and they killed his wife. She lay there twitching on the ground beside his little boys. Amen. And he looked at him, the old chief did, and said, I give you one last chance. Amen. Give you one more opportunity. Deny your faith and you can live. And in the face of death, the man said these final memorable lines. The cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. Hey, the cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back. And they killed him and he died. And with the glory, he was committed to the cause. He found something that was beyond what words could describe. And when he was dead and laid there on the ground, that old chief, he said, what kind of God does this man serve from another continent, from another world, that he has so much power, that he has so much love in giving, that this man would not only sacrifice his family, but his life also for the cause of Christ. And he fell down to the earth and said, I too accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And the whole village came and got saved because one man said, the cross before me and the world behind me. No turning back. I give it all. They're going to stay in the whole life. Amen. Oh, today that's a song of the Garo people. Amen. The old Indian chief came to the old Rush Harbor meeting many years ago. Missionary invited him. He came in with his full attire on. Amen. The preacher preached on, you must be changed. You must die out and let Christ live. He must reign. Little Indian, old chief, Brother Earl walked up to the altar and he took his headdress off. He laid it on the altar. He said the old Indian lays headdress on the altar.
Come on.
I contribute my headdress. I'm not chief anymore. Only him be chief. He reached down. Brother Tommy took off his tomahawk. He laid it on the altar. He said, old Indian lays tomahawk on the altar. I give up all my fighting, my warring ways. I give it all. Just contribute that to God. And finally, Brother Earl, old Indian sat down on the altar. And then he laid himself across the altar. And he said, old Indian, give the Indian to God. Not just my headdress, not just my tomahawk, not just my billfold. Amen. I give it all, God. I commit it all, God. Hey, you want to go to heaven? It's going to cost all of you. Let me know that. I said, let me know that. You've got to give it all to God.
Yeah.
He gave all for you. Oh, I hope I helped somebody here tonight. I feel like the Lord has spoke to us. I really do. Are you just a contributor? Or have you made that lifelong commitment? I said, God, write my name.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. Well, some of your family ain't gonna speak to you. Put my name down. They're gonna laugh at you and make fun of you. Put my name down. They hated him without a cause. They'll also hate you. Put my name down. Please, Lord. Well, they may spit in your face. They may whip you. He may bear stripes for him. Paul said, put my name down. I may go to prison. They may stripe my back. Put my name down.
I give it all. I give it all. Jesus.
Brother Daniel, I gave it all.
I don't regret a mile, Sister Michelle. I've traveled for the Lord.
I don't regret a mile. I don't regret a sleepless night.
Many nights I saw the sun come up, so I don't regret it. Brother, sister, sell out. Give it all to God. Praise God. Let's just lift a hand. I'm going to make an altar service here, the Lord willing. I feel like we ought to just worship the Lord. I tell you what makes it worth it. After a while, Brother Tommy, I get to hear you say, well done. Have your way. Have your way.
obey the Lord.
I see past the exterior, for I see the heart, saith the Lord. I see your ways. I see why you do what you do. I see why you think like you do. For I saw your thoughts afar off, saith the Lord. I see the steps that you take. I see the way that you're going. I have called unto thee. I have stretched out my hand unto thee. I have said, come to me. Give me your all. And I have turned, saith the Lord, will give you the desires of thine heart. I will give you the joy of salvation. I will give you the peace that passeth all understanding. Come, saith the Lord. Come, let us reason together. Consider my ways. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, just stretch his hand out right now. God, to talking to somebody in this building tonight. Somebody's speaking. God is speaking to somebody's heart right here tonight. Don't be like Ananias and Sapphira. They thought they could hold that part.
Yes, they did.
They were going to try to just give a little contribution.
Yeah.
Not a commitment. They said, I'll commit it. But then they didn't. They told them, we'll give it all.
Yeah.
But then they didn't, Sister Murray.
Give it all.
And it cost them their lives.
Oh, oh. Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It'll cost you. It'll cost you more than you wouldn't pay. But you'll pay it anyhow.
You'll pay it anyway.
God help me, I need to make an altar call. I wonder if right now, Sister Hannah, go ahead. I wonder if they'd be wanted like to make a commitment. You know, Brother Jason, it's easy. I do a lot of times. Everybody I say come, and everybody comes. But have you ever noticed, Brother Earl, when that person, when you preach, and you say, I'm making an altar call, and they say, I need help. And they step out, Brother Chester, and they come without everybody else. They seem like they're the one who really gets it. You know why? Because, Brother Kevin, they said, it's all. I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the reaction of my neighbors is. Brother, I've come to give my help. I've come to get a hold of God. I'll not leave here without it. Oh, if there'd be one like that right in this building right now, that would kill your pride out, kill self out, and say, I'm coming. I'm coming, preacher. I don't care if you've been in church for all your life. Well, there have been times I did. Thank God, brother, come right on, brother George. Amen. I tell you what, brother, I'm a preacher of the gospel, but there have been times I said, I'm coming. Look out, brother. Wonder what the preacher does. I don't know what he done. He went to that altar. I didn't know that. Praise God. I've never graduated from this. I've never got away from this. I said, God, I've come to make it right. If I made it, if I done wrong, I've come to make it right. Brother Earl, we're human beings. We make mistakes occasionally. But Tommy, as good a man as you are, and at times you let go, Lord, and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Praise God. Don't you be ashamed of that. I tell you what you ought to be ashamed of, you don't come out and pray it through. That's what you ought to be ashamed of.
I didn't make an altar service back. I was preaching in that service, and Brother Kevin God told me that boy needed help. And he stood up and said, amen, preacher. You're preaching right. You're telling it right. I didn't do it, but Daniel, but I would say, I'm preaching to you. If you don't get help, you're going to perish. All right. Just one moment. Just one moment. That's all I'm getting. It's between you and God. I preach my heart. The Holy Ghost spoke and told me he'd go with me when I come. Amen. That's right. I said, Lord, I'm not going if you don't tell me. And brother, as a man came to me, he had no idea, but just what I prayed about. He said, I tell you what, old brother Florida Bell, little Mexican boy. He said, brother, don't know what you're praying. But God said he's going to hit me. I said, I'll go. I'll go. That's why I'm over here preaching. God said, I'll go with you. He's here tonight. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. God will speak in the hearts here tonight. Woo. I'm giving it all. I've held back too long. Little things I like to hold on to, I cast them down. I'm counting the dumb that I'm with Christ. Preacher, just make it over, service. I need to come. That's what I'm going to do. Let's come. In the name of Jesus Christ, let's gather in around this altar. Let's seek the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, he's here in our midst. Oh, he's a speech into my heart. He's a speech into your heart. God, I've been slack. God, I've been sold out like I need to be. But I'm not going to leave that way, God. I'm sold out tonight. I gave it all tonight. Preacher, I'm giving it all. Preacher, I'm giving it all. I'm going to pray like I need to. I'm going to pray. I'm not going to read my Bible like I need to. I'm going to read it, preacher. Oh, I've been a fasting. I haven't been pushing back the plate like I need to. I'm a going to, preacher. I'm a going to. I'm a going to. I'm giving it to God. God, whatever you require, let the blessing of God be upon me. Lord, if you ask it of me, it's not too much. It ain't too much, God. Just an old, just an old, God. As long as you'll come by, and let me feel your anointing. As long as you'll come by, let me feel that touch of God right down in my soul, God. It'll be all right. Let me have your blessing, God. Let me have that that I need, God. Please, God. Please, God. Let me be what you have in me. All of me. All of me, God.
My precious
now my life is filled with joy. This world came.
can't take away
God,
the person I once was. It's not who I am today. It's not tears from the broken dreams.